Yo. It's Overslept. It's with Chris Laker. It's me. Every day I wake up, record a shitty podcast. As soon as I wake up right now, it's 7:38 a.m. I have to get up super early today. So here I am. Sorry, Ethan. I told you could call in today, but you can't because I had to get up early. I thought you were calling it tomorrow. I'm never at work, guys, with this show. I apologize. Hopefully, Ethan can call in tomorrow. And if he can't call in tomorrow, then he'll call in the next day or the day after that. I don't know. I record a show every fucking day. So it's got to be a day. Ooh, jeez. I have to go to a meeting. And I'm very nervous. Because meetings are. But it'll be fine. I have to go into. It's like. You go into a big office and you sit down in somebody's office, and talk to them. It's just like you feel like, hey, this guy's got an office. I don't have an office, but I don't want an office. I had an office, but I didn't have a show business office. I had a accounting office, but I did have an office. Anyway. Yeah, offices are. Anyway, I just said anyway. I'm sorry, man. It's fucking seven. It's 7:40. This is not supposed to be up time. This is gonna be a short one too because I gotta shower and then I gotta meet with Nick Turner. That's not the big meeting. That's the meeting before the meeting. So, let's see. I didn't even have to look at the. I woke up before my alarm. That's how nervous I am. But, I gotta, get ready, so I don't have a lot of time. West Virginia to become the 29th state to legalize marijuana for medical use. Look at that, West Virginia. Well, good for that. Just in time for 420. Theresa May calls general election. I don't know. England, who cares? Yo, Coachella's supposed to be dumb, but they got it's a good, artists performing there. So I'd always think, oh, that'd be cool, but then it's supposed to be a whole douche festival. But Coachella festival. Goers use Find My iPhone app to locate man with 100 stolen cell phones, police. There is nothing lower in this world than stealing somebody's phone. That's just the fucking worst. Tell somebody's phone, that's like there. That's your phone's like you. Your life to steal somebody's phone. Could steal so much other shit. Steal phones from the store. Steal phones from people. So lame. And beyond, if you find a phone and keep it, you're as bad as I don't know, the worst person. I'm not going to start naming already well-known worst people. That gets people in trouble. If you're like bad as, you know, I'm trying to think of some. You could say like as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. People don't get mad if you say as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. They get mad if you say of course Hitler. Or I think it's Hitler. I bet if you said Assad right now, because he's got heat, because he's in the news. They get mad if you say that. What time is it? This might be the shortest episode ever. 6 minutes. This fucker's gonna be 10. Well, you know how long it is. You download it. It says already. You know better than me. So don't go to Coachella. You'll get your phone stolen. The people there are supposed to be shitty. Yeah. I don't know. Then a bunch of this stuff's from like yesterday. It's too early even for the news. News didn't even fucking happen yet. It's all yesterday's news. Texas teen who survived 3,000 foot fall in skydiving accident wins $760,000 in lawsuit. All right. Oh, I'm interested. Reddit wants to use my location? No fucking way, dog. North Texas woman survived fall. What? 3,000 feet on the ground skydiver accident Oklahoma 3 years ago has won $760,000 in a lawsuit. Was injured her liver and kidney, suffered bleeding in her brain and broke. Yeah, it sounds like you would do $760,000 is enough for all this shit. Laura took half that. Texas is probably like a real bummer place to fucking have a lawsuit. Let's see. Her shoot didn't know, but I guess her lawsuit claims she wasn't properly trained for the jump, and that her parachute was inappropriate for her skill level. But they're saying that guy that she sued, his Pegasus Air Center is now closed. Argued that Mackenzie panicked during the jump and failed to follow instructions. First of all, I'm not fucking skydiving any fucking way. That's a dumbass shit to do. That's craziness. Jump out of a fucking plane. She got all fucked up and she got about $250,000 and probably, can she walk? That's my question. Bleeding in her brain, broke her pelvis, lumbar, spine, shoulder blade, and several ribs when her parachute malfunctioned. She's also chipped several teeth. Charles and Cheater that weekend. didn't know the specifics of the instance that she truly fell 3,000 feet. I had no idea how she survived. I don't know. If she is now studying she's studying pre-med. She can work, I guess. I don't know. She should have got more money. That's $2 million. I should be a judge. I would have given her $2 million, and I would have been pretty good. All right, it's been 10 minutes. Sorry, I gotta go. It's not like I don't want to do this podcast all fucking day, but I gotta go do this thing. And there's no news, and I can't. It's too early for me to have thoughts without being prompted by something. I really don't have anything in my head right now. I'm just like, I need to shout. You get it. The fuck? Ruby wrote me an email, but I'll read it tomorrow. I don't gotta read it now. But thanks, Ruby. Appreciate all emails. Chris at ChrisLager.com. Send me shit. Or tweet at me. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. And it'll be later. All right, that's it. Write a review on iTunes. Maybe. Or don't. That's fine, whatever. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.